This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen. Great to have you here. 40 at the moment. Imagine this. Imagine instead of getting older each year, you turn the clock back. Well, my next guest has the answers. Dr. Sarah Gottfried with us. Her brand new book, Younger, a breakthrough program to reset your genes, reverse aging, and turn back the clock 10 years. Dr. Gottfried, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
I should know you're a Harvard and MIT educated physician scientist. I mean, looking at the picture on the cover, you look like you're, in your mid-20s or so, right?
Well, thank you. I just turned 50.
Wow. And now, when did you begin the process of actually growing younger?
Well, I did it after I failed a test. When I was 44, I decided to test my telomeres, the caps on chromosomes that are a marker of how fast or slow you're aging. Mm-hmm. It's a simple blood test, but I failed it. At 44, I had the telomeres of a 64-year-old woman. Mm. So that was not the result I expected to get, and it really got me into action.
Why was that? What was your lifestyle like then?
Well, you know, I was actually at a pretty good place at that point. I had worked a lot on hormonal balance and reducing stress, but I was still skimping on sleep. I had two kids, and I think the years of them being young took their toll, as well as my medical training. So I think the problem with my telomeres probably was a summary of the things I did wrong over the previous 20 years.
Can you briefly explain what are telomeres?
So telomeres are the little caps on chromosomes. A lot of people think of them as the plastic caps on shoelaces, and they basically help to stabilize the chromosome. They get shorter as you get older, but they can get short too fast and be associated with a greater risk of Alzheimer's disease and cancer and other degenerative diseases.
Can you regrow them somehow, or?
You can. So that's what my protocol is about. The protocol is about the scientific ways that are proven to slow down the aging process and to lengthen your health span. So instead of focusing on your lifespan, I think it's important to focus on that period of time where you feel like you're in your prime and you're relatively disease-free.
Talking to Dr. Sarah Gottfried, her brand new book, Younger, she is a New York Times bestselling author. You started the book by talking about genes, unlocking your genes and turning them on and off. What is that? What are you talking about exactly there?
Well, this is the concept of epigenetics. You know, I was taught when I went through my medical training 25 years ago that you're stuck with the genes you have. And that's still true, but what we've learned in the past 20 years is that you're not stuck with the way your genes talk to the rest of your body. So that's known as gene expression. You can change your genetic expression through changes in your environment, much of which are determined by your lifestyle decisions.
What's the most beneficial lifestyle change you can make?
Well, I think what's most proven to have a huge impact is saunas. So I never knew this data on saunas. I certainly didn't learn about it in my medical training. But it turns out that taking a regular sauna, heated up to about 175 degrees, lasting for 20 minutes, that turns on the FOXO3 gene, which is one of your longevity genes. And it's been shown to reduce mortality by 40%. Hmm. It reduces cardiovascular mortality by 50%. So this is probably the biggest impact of all the different lifestyle tweaks that I've studied.
Basically sweating, is that the beneficial aspect of it?
Well, we don't know exactly why it's so beneficial. It's similar to moderate exercise because your heart rate goes up. It's been shown to help with your circulatory system. It improves your heart function, your lung function, and it also seems to there's a camaraderie element too, and I think the social part can also be helpful.
Oh, okay, because I've seen those ultraviolet saunas. You know, they're you can actually set them up in your living room. They're relatively cheap. Do those work too then? Or?
Well, those don't have as much data behind them. This was a gigantic study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association from Finland.
Okay.
Where
do you go sauna though? Do you have one at home or?
I have an infrared sauna at my home, I also have a dry sauna at my gym.
An infrared, you know what? I misspoke. The infrared sauna is what I'm talking about. And so you have a small one you can just sit in any room in the house. Is that it?
Well, mine sits on my deck, and it's off of the master bedroom, so my husband and I use it.
You do that daily, then?
So what's shown to be helpful is 4 to 7 times a week.
Okay, that's a lot. Okay.
And, it's a lot of saunas. It replaced our date night. Our date night's in the sauna now.
Yeah, that's probably... Do you have a glass of wine when you do that, too, or no?
Well, I have an increased risk of breast cancer, so I'm really careful about my alcohol consumption. Okay. My husband occasionally will have some wine before he steps in there.
Okay, we're talking to Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Her brand-new book, Younger, just out, How You Can Get 10 Years Younger. Now, you have all kinds of chapters in the book, Feed, Sleep, Move. One is titled Release. So what are we releasing?
So release is about how to get the physical tension, kind of the physical fingerprint of stress out of your body. It often gets stuck in your fascia, which is kind of like this ruffled sweater that goes throughout your body and envelops your muscles. And what I found is that there's the mental and emotional release of tension, which I think is important, and high cortisol, the stress hormone, but there's also the physical release. So that means using rollers, using lacrosse balls or tennis balls to release tension in your body.
Really, actually massaging the body. Now, how do you release your emotional tension then?
Well, for me, what's most effective is meditation. It's become non-negotiable that I spend 30 minutes every morning meditating. And there's other ways to do it as well. You know, some people dance, some people call a girlfriend. There's lots of ways to release it.
Dr. Sarah Gottfried on WILS. The book is Younger. Chapter 9 is called Expose. And what are you talking about there? What are we exposing?
So here we're talking about the exposures to toxins that can accelerate the aging process. You know, there's a number of toxins that can act as endocrine disruptors. They can make you fat. Mm-hmm. They can increase your risk of breast cancer and prostate cancer. So we want to reduce exposure and also get rid of what's stored in your fat.
Okay. How do we expose ourselves to these? In what avenues does that happen?
Well, I think the main way is we're born pre-polluted. We're born with about 300 different chemicals that we're exposed to. Drinking from plastic bottles is probably one of the most common.
Really? Like Aquafina bottles? That's toxic somehow?
That's right. Oh. That's right. So using a glass or stainless steel bottle is a much better choice. I recently had a high lead level, and I traced it back to my lipstick. So lipstick contains lead if you use conventional lipstick, as I did. And the average woman eats about 10 pounds of lipstick over her lifetime. So this is a serious problem that we want to be thinking about. You want to swap it out for organic lipstick.
It seems like water, though, even if, so if it's not in a plastic bottle, you get out of the tap and there are all kinds of metals there. How do you actually get clean water then?
So what I use is I use filtered water. I think the carbon filters are very effective. Reverse osmosis is another option. Mm-hmm. But definitely tap water can contain a lot of heavy metals and other problems like rocket fuel. Yeah. And you want to get that out.
When you talk about your diet, do you have a particular philosophy on eating, like vegan or non-vegan or anything like that?
Well, I'm more of a flexitarian. I think the important thing when it comes to food is to make sure that you're getting 1 to 2 pounds of vegetables every day. That's been associated with adding 7+ years onto your health span. And to eat plenty of wild-caught fish. So marine fat is so good for your telomeres. It's so good for increasing health span. And avoiding processed foods, avoiding the foods that create a frat party in your body. Those are what we want to stay away from.
1 to 2 pounds of vegetables. That sounds like a lot. What? How do you do that?
Well, I make a smoothie in the morning where I have some greens powder that I add. So that covers like a third of what we're talking about. And then I have a big salad at lunch and dinner along with some steamed vegetables. I get it pretty easily.
Do you worry about the mercury in fish nowadays? Or?
So I don't eat tuna anymore because I have tested high in mercury, and we certainly see a lot of that in our practice here. But the wild-caught fish from Alaska, for instance, is very good for you. The salmon, the halibut, there's lots of other options that are safer.
Now, when you talk in your book, Younger, when you talk about turning the clock back 10 years, how does that process work? How do you actually become younger by a decade?
So the the idea is that by selectively turning on and off the genes that you that contribute to aging, you can slow down the clock. So for me, I retested my telomeres just a couple of months ago. And at age 49, I had the telomeres of a 52-year-old woman. So I'd close the gap by 17 years.
Mm-hmm. But can you get it to be where it's younger than your actual age?
Yes, I test my patients frequently, and I often find that. And maybe more importantly, I've taken the 7-week protocol that the book is based on, and we had 1,000 people test it, mm-hmm. went through it, and they added on average 10 years to their health span. So that's where the title came from.
Yeah, but inevitably, what, we're all going to get old and sick and pass away, right? That's just how it's going to be?
Well, we're all going to die. I think we have a choice about what it looks like. You know, I have a great-grandmother who died in her sleep at 97, still practicing yoga and very cogent mentally. And that's the picture that I have of how I want to get older.
97. It sounds like you got some good genetics yourself, then.
I have some good genetics, but, you know, it's when it comes to disease and aging, it's 10% genetics and 90% environment. So I still have to do my part for 90% of the work.
Dr. Sarah Gottfried, her brand new book, Younger, a breakthrough program to reset your genes, reverse aging, and turn back the clock 10 years. New York Times bestselling author Sarah Gottfried. Learn how to do it. Sarah, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.